Chief Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes, speaking of his days as a soldier in the Union Army fighting the Confederacy, said, "We have shared the incommunicable experience of war." Well, our next guest grew up in Beirut, Lebanon during its civil war, a situation very few of us can even remotely imagine. But not only does she carry these indelible experiences with her, she communicates them as well. She's artist and University of Hawaii faculty member Reem Bassous, and she joins us this morning. Aloha, Reem.
Hi. Thank you, Bill.
It's really, really, again, communicating this. How do you begin to communicate? I suppose start by telling what it was like growing up.
Well, I suppose just like any other child, our childhood was based on survival. We had, I would say I had a good childhood. It wasn't a normal childhood, but it was one that was normalized as much as possible by the efforts of our parents.
Now, the war started before you were born?
That's correct.
And how long were you there before you left for a while and came back?
I was actually born in Beirut in 78, and I was only 5 days old when my parents flew me out of the country, and we stayed in Greece until 1982. We returned into the worst year of the fighting, actually, and then I spent the last 8 years of the war in Beirut.
And then as you grew up, these experiences stayed with you, but you wanted somehow to express this. You got into art because of the war, or you got into art just because it was something you wanted to do?
It was always something that I knew I would do. Not necessarily painting, but some form of art. And so I wanted to become a fashion designer initially, and that never happened. I took my first painting class, and I loved the challenge and the difficulty of it. Many people think painting is easy, but it's actually not.
So you began experimenting when you took the classes?
Yes.
The idea of using fireworks in a painting, per se, specifically gunpowder, how did that evolve?
Well, you know, as a teacher, one of the things that I talk to my students about is reconciling concept with technique. And so when considering that technical reconciliation with the concept, it only makes sense that you use gunpowder when dealing with the issue of war. And so, you know, rather than try and paint smoke, why not use fireworks?
And it actually, the painting through a glass darkly, if you could describe that for us.
It was one of several sketches, and that's a sketch actually for a much bigger painting that ended up at the Honolulu Museum of Art in my last exhibition there. It was just that. I start with pouring water on canvas and pouring graphite and letting that dry and then shooting fireworks over it. And a lot of it has to do with chance and just seeing, because, I mean, really, there is unpredictability in war. You can't orchestrate an explosion. So very similarly, you can't, I don't want to tame the effect of the fireworks on the canvas.
Now, when you are in the class with your students, how much of what you've experienced gets communicated when you instruct them?
Well, especially with the more advanced students, when we begin talking about conceptual development, and that's something that always comes up. And one of the things that they often say is, "Well, you've been through a war. What have we been through?" And my response is that, you know, we always have something that we can draw from, and it's not necessarily something tragic. I'm very open about my experience. And I don't go into a lot of personal details, but I'm eager to share the experience and the research behind the experience.
You have children, or students, I should say, who find that because of your inspiration, they manage to draw out things that they might not have otherwise done?
Absolutely. You know, they inspire me more than anyone else, actually. And so it's just this gentle pushing, but also teaching them to be persistent, because it's easy to give up on a difficult idea. It's much harder to stick and persevere and do the actual research for it.
I have a feeling that you're going to continue to explore the feelings that you have had in that situation When you create a painting, is it preconceived in your mind? You have a general idea. How does it evolve?
Well, I'm a big believer in process, mm-hmm. and so no, not necessarily. I don't see the image in my mind beforehand, but I'm a big believer in allowing the paint to do what it needs to do on the surface. A lot of times, I spend 3 weeks or a month just building up paint without an image on the surface. It has its own magic, and after it takes its course, then the image starts to emerge.
One of the paintings you did, Us and Them, mm-hmm. seems the human figures are almost not noticeable, and all of a sudden they just stand out as if they're there, but they're not there. Mm-hmm. How did that evolve?
This piece is actually based on stories I've heard from my parents where they would be stopped at checkpoints, these very spontaneous checkpoints set up by guerrilla fighters loyal to different factions in the war. And they would ask for your ID card. And in Lebanon, they list your religion on your ID card. And if you were of the wrong religion, basically, if the people who stopped you were Muslim and you were a Christian, or vice versa, they would line you up and execute you. And so my parents were stopped at two of those checkpoints. And because they have very confusing ID cards, they couldn't exactly tell what their family lineage was. And so they decided it was too much of a risk to kill them. And so they let them go, but my parents actually were witness to a great deal of that.
This is the area sort of called the Green Line?
It was around there. During the war, they did divide west and east Beirut, and the Green Line was a big buffer zone between the two, and it was also no man's land. A lot of the worst killings in the Civil War happened around that area.
Well, Reem, I'm very, very glad that you made it through it and you're continuing to explore and to educate people for doing it. Thank you so much for being with us this
morning.
Thank
you for having me.
Reem Bassous is artist and faculty member at the University of Hawaii Drawing Painting Program. Her work, of course, inspired by those experiences growing up in Beirut. And she just completed one of her exhibitions, Beyond the Archive. You can find out more about it on our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation.